Good morning. This is Wilmer Kaufman speaking here this morning. Praise the Lord. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ here this morning. My phone number is 484-919-8850. This morning, I would like to take a look at Matthew 18:7. It says, "Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it needs be that offenses come, but woe unto the man by whom the offenses cometh." Luke 17:1 says, "Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible, but that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come." You know, over the years, I've always looked but woe to that man by whom the offenses cometh, or but woe unto him through whom they come. But as time goes on, I realize more and more that a person that offends is a person that has been offended first. A person that has been offended and becomes bitter closes his heart, and therefore an offended and bitter person with a closed heart has 100% chance of becoming an offender. So if we look at this right here in Matthew 18:7, Jesus is not only saying woe to the offender, but he is also saying woe unto the offended. There is two ways that we can look at this being offended. The number one, I'd like to speak about being offended and being, quote, too much of a Christian. Many times what happens is, especially amongst Christians, is they are offended by something someone has said or did, but they deny it because it's wrong in their minds to be offended. And when someone denies being offended and they just push it under, and they just push it, so to speak, under the rug, does not turn out so well, because the rug happens to be in the mind. The other way of looking at being offended is, I think, for us that know our Heavenly Father, when someone says something or does something against us, and maybe they didn't even intend to hurt us, but we are hurt, is to admit to ourselves and to those that would question whether we've been hurt or not, is to admit that we've been offended and to admit that we've been hurt, but then immediately turn to our Heavenly Father and place it in His hand, and also turn to the cross and have that covered with the blood of Jesus and receive His healing touch in what has just been said or done to us, and we can be healed and move on in life in a wholesome way, rather than becoming bitter and eventually becoming an offender as well. So for this morning, for today, if we can just remember to come to Jesus with every offense that we know of in our life and allow Him to touch that and to be set free. And that in the trail after us in life's walk, that there could be a trail of friends, a trail of healing rather than a trail of hurt. May the Lord bless you all today. May you all walk in the in our loving Heavenly Father's His way as we continue on today in this world of offenses. God bless you all.